What is going on, guys, and welcome to the Floating Island Podcast. Everything got on, fit it on it. Well, as always, I hope you guys are having a fantastic week, month, day, year, all of it. I am here today with, again, and you guys know him, you guys love him, my little brother, Caleb.
What's up?
Hey, Caleb.
And again, returning for his second episode is my dad, Mr. Paul Armstrong. So, yeah. Woo! Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right on. Well, so this podcast was kind of planned, you know, at the beginning of this week, and I was kind of like, what do you want to talk about? So, Dad, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, so there's a famous line from Cain that after he kills his brother, God asks him where his brother is, and he says, am I my brother's keeper? And that question has reverberated throughout the ages. Are we responsible for one another? Do we have an obligation to help others? Or is it a free-for-all? So do we go, I'm not my brother's keeper, I have no obligation. Or if I am my brother's keeper, what does that mean? And how does that impact the way we live our life?
Gail, thoughts?
I mean,
okay, so
my first thought would be, I don't feel obligated, it makes sense.
Okay, so for us, we kind of, when we talked a little bit as I was setting up here, and we talked a little bit of what you're going to say, so for people to understand a broader, what my dad is saying right here is, are we obligated basically to take care of the misfortunate, the ones struggling with homelessness, the third world parties of poverty, Are we responsible, basically? And basically what? And keeping them? Yeah, keeping them brother's keeper. And if you don't know where that's from, it is from this book.
The Bible. Genesis chapter 4.
The Bible.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely more think it'd be case by case in that sense.
That's what I
Because if they put themselves in that situation...
Third world country is a different thing. You're not born into poverty.
Let me ask you guys a question. So, and I can't take credit for this. So this was actually a philosopher posed this question. And so it's a good way, I think it's a great way of looking at it. So you're walking by and you're in a very nice suit, an expensive suit, a suit that cost you hundreds of dollars. And you see a child drowning. Now, in order to save the child, it's going to ruin your suit.
Yeah, you ruin the suit.
So for a couple hundred dollars.
Right.
So we'll say that this happens about once a year. So every year you end up losing an expensive suit that costs you $200. But every year you saw that child drowning, you go,
Where?
In a pond. So you come and there's a pond and the child's
drowning.
Instead,
I'd pay like $500 to build a fence around the pond. So I'm going to do it.
Well, we'll say that it's not.
This kid really wants to die.
Every year this dude somehow.
I know. Dude's like, why does this kid want to kill himself so bad, bro? Who's throwing kids into this pond now, bro?
The issue is that. It really doesn't matter, right?
You think there's
a moral obligation.
Yes, I would say yes.
So, if I said that now 10 kids die in a country that's 1,000 miles away, and for the same cost of a couple hundred dollars, you could prevent that, do you also have the same obligation?
I mean,
I feel like that's way more complex than if I'm walking the sidewalk and I see a kid drowning.
Why? Tell me why it's complex.
I mean, I would say it's easier
the
for
child
people.
Still dies.
Okay.
So in fact, 10
because people don't
die.
See that every day. It's easier. It's easier to like you know. Yeah.
So
you know, if we're not
so,
living in it. People aren't thinking about.
Oh,
that.
So the
this
fact
is
that you don't
reality,
see it.
But
so the fact you don't see it that.
Like,
God
out of sight,
excuses,
out of mind. It's a very...
That excuses
no,
your
it
obligation.
Doesn't excuse... It, I wouldn't say you're obligated, though.
But you were obligated when you saw it directly.
No,
so
no,
as long
no,
as
no,
I show you...
Walking.
So as long as I show you the picture of the 10 children dying, then that changes it.
No!
Were you obligated for the one child drowning? Were you obligated?
If I saw it... No, I could have chosen not to do anything.
Okay, so you're not obligated.
Walking.
So, okay, so you would allow the child
no,
to drown.
No, me personally, no.
No...
See, if
but then also,
you're going,
okay,
you're
so
going by obligated. Are we obligated? Straight up, no. There's no rule. If I'm not obligated. Obligated.
I don't have to give my money
like
to that
law
at all.
Against it.
Yeah.
Something
not,
that makes you do it.
Obligated.
No, we're
so
going
we only
to
have to live
not
by
not
laws.
No.
There's
I say
no
as
morality?
No. I'm not. I'm just that means
is there
you
a,
feel obligated.
No. Is
you
there,
feel it, obligated doesn't
is,
mean you are obligated. That's too completely. Because I would feel obligated to do it.
Why would you feel obligated?
Because it's a person. Yeah. I'm not going to let someone drown for a couple $100s. That is morality.
Oh no.
I'm just saying it's
okay.
Very
one at a time. One at a time.
I'm just saying it's feeling obligated is different than being obligated. That's all I was saying.
No, but
that's the
but
only point
no,
I was getting at.
Actually,
that.
Actually, no, that I would say that's.
But if I feel obligated,
okay,
I'm
okay,
you
all right,
are
all
right,
obligated. All
right.
Right?
So
okay,
that's
but
a, that's
well,
a,
how
so
are you obligated?
Don't
okay.
feel obligated. They aren't obligated
yeah.
technically.
You can't
okay,
make
saying.
Them.
That's
so,
what I'm saying.
So okay.
So,
so
I am
so,
obligated.
Hold on.
Give.
Okay. So you go and you. And Tyler, or your friends,
yeah.
didn't feel obligated and let the child drown.
That's I wouldn't,
good.
Though.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, no, Tyler let the child drown.
Okay.
Tyler was like, the suit was more important to me, and
was,
I actually felt like I shouldn't ruin my suit.
Okay. That was
save
his
the
choice.
Child.
That was
okay.
his choice.
I
like,
can't.
I would
I
be like, that's kind of dumb.
I can't change his
I'd be like, yeah,
choice,
you can't
can
change
I?
His choice. I'd be like, oh, wow,
so we,
dude.
Like... Like,
I'd be pretty like, wow, bro, you
what,
let a kid drown over a
what,
suit?
What type
like,
of world
gonna,
do you
yeah,
want
gonna,
to live in?
No,
yeah,
I'm
I would be like, what the heck,
it.
Bro? I was like, why didn't you jump
why,
in?
Yeah,
why wouldn't you have jumped in?
He said, I didn't feel obligated.
Then I'd be like, wow, that's kind of a messed up
I'm
way of thinking,
saying,
man.
Yeah,
there's nothing
no,
I can
I'm
do
not,
about it.
I'm not good. Like,
so you have no, you have no, you have no.
You're not a good person, then.
So you have no obligation to then have, so what happens is that Tyler happens to live by a dangerous pond where if for those couple $100 he could have built a fence, he doesn't care. So hundreds of kids drowned every year. And you would be like, wow, man, sorry, Tyler, I guess that's
no, if he was
going to
pay for the fence,
stuck.
I'd pay for the fence because I feel obligated. That takes it on me. I'm saying he, if that's not how he feels, I can't be like,
you can't force him to feel that way.
Am I going
to
follow him
my
around
dad,
and
can
make
I,
sure
can
he chooses,
can I force the head of a cartel
like,
to love the people that he's, like, butchering?
Well,
no.
But you can make laws then that, or make it illegal to be a cartel.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Well, but
they
have. I don't have the power
yeah.
to do that.
Yeah, how's that working out for them?
What do you mean?
I'm not in charge.
Oh, God, I'm going to say they're powerful.
What?
But we can't
listen,
change how they're
do,
thinking. At the end of the day,
charge,
dude,
listen, our
they're gonna keep on
I
drug
think.
Smuggling, dude. I can't
I,
do nothing against
if
that.
If I was in charge, I think I'd be a pretty good leader.
So what you're
people
saying...
listen to me.
So what you're saying is...
Bro, the cartel would just kill you, man.
I'm not saying that.
Like in Mexico, maybe
listen,
here.
I, no, I'm a
you'd
play
be,
the game,
be a good leader.
Become the
yeah.
cartel leader, and then just retire and shut it down.
So
you have to like
we're
murder.
Done.
But dude, okay, so like you get to
I'll
be a head, and you're just like, yeah, I just had to murder like a bunch of people to get here. But hey, guys, we're changing our ways now.
Whoa, but could you say murdering 100 to save 1,000
oh.
if the cartel
ooh.
Continued? That's a whole different moral.
So, I would say the sacrifice is worth
man.
It. To take
but,
out the cartel,
I mean,
to stop the cartel.
You can't say the sacrifice is worth it because each person is a person. That life
sure.
is a life regardless.
Yeah.
If it's
but okay, first off, why are they in your path,
yeah.
though? First off, you're
yeah,
on your way to be a cartel leader.
I
these guys are dying in your path. They must have something to do. They're not
so
innocent
maybe there's
people.
A better way. So, let's just throw that back then. If I am my brother's keeper, then I have an obligation to create... a culture, create a society, create a world.
I don't like
in
that.
Which, in
I,
which, in which children don't drown in shallow ponds, in which cartels are not okay.
Okay, what
yes,
if what if the world created a way? This is like an annual one day a year. Everyone has to give $100. Like you're obligated to give $100 to the world, just to do crazy good things.
Actually, so there's
Thinking about billions of people, that'd be yeah. like yeah. $700 billion
so actually, in one day just to go towards
World Cup.
That'd be sick. Yeah, you just have to have $100 to go turn it in.
I pay monthly fees. Like I'd be if $100 yes.
Actually, you can do that right now.
Jane, that's a good idea.
Yes.
Actually, you can do that right now. Right.
I
no,
call this number now and you can donate.
Yeah.
Actually, with all seriousness, hey guys, there's a movement, and it actually is by atheists. So this is not about that. They actually say we should give away 10% of our income.
You talk, but that's the same as like donation in church.
Yeah, right. So, what they would say, and of course, obviously, people of faith also agree with this. They go, actually, we do have an obligation.
Right.
And in fact, what we're going to do, and what we're going to do is we're going to give our time and resources to make the world better. And so, but
I say hurrah to them.
Yeah. Wait.
So, you guys, that's good on them for doing it. So help me understand why you're okay with someone else giving, but you feel no obligation.
Because
it's
not a forced giving. I believe you should give back to your communities every once. I don't feel like you should be obligated though monthly, like a subscription. Like that's like a subscription. I'm just like no. You shouldn't feel like you're paying a subscription every month.
I guess you're not paying, you're feeling that way.
You are helping people, but
right,
like,
so it's
I wouldn't say it's an obligation, though. There's no forcing rule to say that you have to.
So here's the thing. So that story I gave
you
about...
Why do people hurt financially?
Okay.
They don't have the 10%
okay, hold on. Stop. So that story about the drowning child actually came from a philosopher who really was advocating for that, like, there isn't a difference between the child right in front of me and the child 10,000 miles away from me.
It's easier to see and forget about what's far away.
Okay,
yeah.
So those of us with affluence have an obligation to actually then contribute to the betterment of the world. And so that what I ought to do is now, like for your mother and I, we've actually chosen 10%. We actually give 10% of our income away every year. To help the world be a better place.
Let me chime in before you keep going, and then this thought process. I don't disagree with any of that. Hold up. But wouldn't you say there are other ways of benefiting the world than just giving money? Like, what about the, like, I could just say this podcast, whoever it impacts, I'm having a good impact on the world. Maybe, no, it's like, there you go, but it could be. People that make music, they might not be donating to the homeless societies, not society, homeless shelters, but they're making music and they're having an impact on people's lives. It could be in a positive way, it could be in a negative way, but at the end of the day, there are many different ways of having that impact on the world.
Right, but there's actually a practical application there.
But couldn't it be more powerful? Because if you touch someone's heart and enact them to change how they're living, wouldn't that be more powerful than making sure they had just some money? Because wouldn't that drive them to go towards that life?
It is being able to go, do I actually want... a short-term impact or a long-term impact?
Touching someone's life would be a lifelong impact. Yeah. I could have one conversation with a guy, but what you say to that guy in that moment just stuck with him for the rest of his life?
Yeah.
That'd be a lifelong impact.
Okay. Well, I mean, you go around trying to change the world that way. I'll go about trying to change the world by...
What about Gandhi or something like that? He went around with his words. Never violence, nothing, but it was his words, his actions.
So be mindful there. So what did he do?
Like donations too.
Well, what did he do? He dedicated his life
right.
to a cause that was greater.
So a musician dedicates his life to music.
Okay.
To the betterment of just, I don't know. But when you say that's like kind of like around the same-ish impact.
So, but there's
not
a...
Not politically.
No, hold on. No,
yeah, not to Gandhi.
No, let's take this. Yeah.
No, I'm saying a song isn't gonna.
But look at the Beatles.
That's what I'm saying. You could argue with the impact for the 3 minutes they listen to it.
Look at the Beatles though. The huge impact their impact on music is gonna go forever.
Sure people heard them from their tents.
From their tents.
No, like here's
yeah.
The,
I'm sure they heard them playing from their tents on the street. It didn't give them resources.
You're talking about homelessness from...
I'm talking about just in general, music
so
isn't going to help as much as giving money for resources to actually build.
Yes,
it's not as big as an impact.
No, okay, yes.
So, Gandhi was trying to free people. Like, Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes, okay, maybe I used some bad
people.
Examples here, guys.
Yeah,
right.
You were just trying, it was, yes, it can have an impact.
An impact, but not
good.
As, like, a great, greater
yeah.
impact. I'm just saying, well, it could be lifelong, like, impacts.
Sure.
That's
yeah.
what I say.
Okay.
Sure.
I guess
so,
that's more.
So, but here's the deal, right? There's a difference between a song impacting my well-being, and I'm a huge fan of the arts. Arts has an impact.
Right.
But if I starve to death, if I die of malaria, it really doesn't matter how good the song is. What I actually needed was food and a net that kept the mosquitoes from, like, this is one of the things that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has said. A simple net, a sleeping net, can save thousands of lives because it protects people from malaria,
yeah,
which is a completely preventable disease.
When we're in Ethiopia, we
yeah.
have used those.
Yeah.
So, right.
Okay.
So, so it's going, hey, those of us
yeah.
with ability,
uh-huh.
which is the three of us in this room,
yeah.
actually do have an obligation to make the world better. And one of the ways we do that is either in active service or in active giving. So either I am giving my resources or I am giving my time in a tangible way to make the world better.
But does that matter how often you do it?
Yeah.
Does
it's
it
a mindset.
Like, I'm saying, do you have to do that monthly? Or what if you have a big impact once a year? You're like, okay, this day, once a year, I give back.
Well, but here's becomes it, right? We are creatures of habit. Like, if we can just be honest about humans, right? Humans are creatures of habit.
Correct.
And so, while at one level, if you had a habit of doing that once a year, that's great. As a general rule, if I'm passive or if I'm just waiting for opportunities to come along,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to come along. Or I'll do it occasionally. My impact will be very... bleh.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if I go, actually, because I have both time and resources, and I give both my time and resources, my impact can actually be tangible and significant. So going back to where I go, well, so is giving a monthly amount, is it really that great? No, but then you look over the course of the year, right? So if I give $20 a month, yeah, that's not that big a deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that actually is... $240 a year. That's actually significant, right? That's
I'm not
actually...
disagreeing with that.
No, I agree. I would say my argument on this is just like, it goes back to being the out of sight, out of the mind.
Yeah.
If it came across my social media and I saw that, I was like, hey, you could do this? I'd be like,
yeah,
I'll sign up for $15. I would. But yes, I don't necessarily think, well, sure,
so,
now we can go on the internet, yes,
are you
going to
do that? So
after
I just
this, we can,
I'm not convincing me.
I'm
kind of like that.
You're more reminding me, because
okay,
it hasn't been in my
like,
mind
I've walked out of
like
a store
go?
And they have like, would you like to donate to this cause? And I'll be like, heck yeah, and I'll throw $20 there.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go, hey.
I walked out of Best Buy.
Yeah, that's where they got me to the bully thing or whatever?
Yeah.
They got me to
this is right. Let's go.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a win.
Hey, let's go. I'm going to drive you guys to downtown San Diego.
Whoa.
And then I'm going to bring you to the San Diego Rescue Mission website. So what I'm hearing is you guys just become...
Wait, why do you have to go downtown?
You guys are going to be monthly subscribers.
Can we do it here?
Yeah, we can just do it.
How many people experiencing homelessness do you see in Rancho Bernardo?
No, which I'm out signing up on the website.
Yeah.
Oh, so if I just sent you the link to...
Yeah.
San Diego Rescue Mission, you'll become monthly donors?
Oh.
Sure, why not?
All right.
You know, okay.
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't
know.
Yeah.
All right.
We can
sure.
go. Yeah, there we go.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm making
there we
monthly
go.
Payments.
I'm done. Right.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you for proving my point.
What's your... What was the point?
But, like, I wouldn't... I don't...
You're proving that
I feel more...
People.
I feel like, yeah... I feel more obligated
feel
to do
yes,
it to more help because,
you.
And also you are linked to the San Diego Rescue Mission.
We also do know it's going to somewhere that.
Yeah, well, I know where that's
right.
going. Okay,
okay,
yeah.
but here would be the point.
Not
the
Nigerian prince.
Yeah,
he needs the $20.
He needs the $20 to help free his country real
yeah.
quick.
No, but what I'm saying though is, right, because I actually have a mindset that we're obligated. Now, what I'm able to do is. Great, I activated two more donors, so thank you guys. You guys
You're
are now locked in.
But that goes back to the, because we feel obligated too.
Yes.
If Tyler sat here and goes, I don't know.
Yeah, we could have another person here. You'd be like, I'm not going to do $20.
Like,
he doesn't feel up to it. Not everyone's going to feel up to it.
About that.
Okay, well, so.
Yeah, you don't tell him, oh, you should be, though. You should 100%.
You can't change
you
his
can't, yeah, you can't force a guy
day,
to be
yeah.
obligated.
You're
okay.
not going to take the 20
well,
out of his
but,
pocket
well, but
and put
here,
it towards.
Right, so here becomes, this becomes the discussion, right? Is it is actually going?
It should we enact?
Whoa!
Well,
don't
no,
taxes
no, no.
don't taxes go towards stuff like homelessness every in states like state taxes?
So you just want the government? You just want
no.
The
I'm just saying, doesn't
problem?
Apportion. So no matter what,
well,
even if people, even if people don't feel obligated, technically
the
they're being forced.
The
they should have the biggest part. I believe
100%. Your government should always be looking for that well-being of their people.
It's their economy.
Yeah, it's their country.
I don't have a say in the laws that I can change to make
yeah.
that happen. They do.
Well,
so,
okay, but you
I mean,
actually, we live in a democracy, so you actually
no. Yes, you...
Well,
yeah.
What
I mean,
time,
we do.
Dad!
We live in a democracy.
We
can't
in a
vote.
Democracy.
But I would say, yeah, okay.
We
still are in a democracy.
When my vote matters, I'll say we live in a democracy.
Yeah, oh, your vote matters, so...
Does it?
It does.
Yeah, my vote changed this color of the state. It actually...
Well,
showed an
can,
impact.
Then you can vote for your city council members, your county.
Yeah, I probably
so
have a little
the county
bit.
Supervisor.
I mean,
yeah, you start
so
on a smaller
yeah,
level,
so,
work your way up, I guess.
Yeah, so there you did.
Yeah,
but,
screw
but,
the cartel, man. Be governor, bro.
You could do it. Caleb's gonna run for governor. That's awesome.
There you go, man.
Are
you,
not you
got my vote, bro.
You
that's bro. You'll
I'll
be the first,
you.
Bro. Caleb, you'll be the
yeah,
first Joe vote.
Already,
bro.
Wait, no, isn't that
I don't know. I don't know. People look at this weird, but Caleb, you'll be my first vote ever. I've never voted before.
Ah.
I don't think
yeah,
I've ever voted.
Sad.
The election I was in Australia. They
yeah.
said
I
we could have done the
yeah,
bulletin.
Balance.
Yeah, the absentee ballots, but none of us like wanted to give the time to do that.
So,
we were all just kicking it.
So
like,
I feel like you'd have like some
in our free time. We didn't
like
want to do anything.
I feel like
that.
You guys would have an obligation being in the military.
I was doing my obligation,
yeah.
serving my
no,
time in my country.
Exactly.
I did. I served time for my country. I did an obligation right there.
There would have been a time where they just probably came in and was like, "All right,
I did 4 years
out," and then
but they can't force you to vote.
No,
but they can force us to inject stuff into our
no,
body, though.
Say, the military can force you to vote. All
right, okay.
Well,
so,
actually,
okay.
I guess they couldn't because guys did get kicked out for not getting vaccinated.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, yeah if you didn't want to vote, you'd get kicked out.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. Well,
I mean, they could, I guess.
That's
they
could do that, too.
Under contract, in your contract, they could
right,
say you're contracted to vote.
We're kind of going off?
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
So here,
the theme of this podcast, going off track.
No, but right here, again, it's going to circle back around. If what we do say is that there's a moral obligation, so it's not tied to law.
A good person should have a moral obligation.
No, no. And well, but right, then
yeah, again,
we what we need to actually so
that's what I mean.
No, actually, so here you go. So there was a book long ago called Give and Take.
Okay.
I got by the name of Adam Grant. And so he said there's kind of three people in the work environment: givers, takers, and matchers. Right?
Yeah.
And so takers are people who just want it are in it for themselves.
Yeah.
Right. So who do you think's at the bottom of most organizations?
The givers.
Yep. Who's at the top of most organizations?
Takers.
Nope.
Yeah.
Givers. So there's a way of
no,
giving.
No, I would say yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there's
that's
a way
true.
Of healthy giving.
Well,
right.
I say half and half. Half and half. There
yeah.
are takers at the top and there are givers.
Yeah.
I say that's a solid half
wait,
because there
are
the guys
talking,
that
are
the cutthroat, the cutthroat
cut
dudes. Top of businesses, like CEOs, top of like organizations and workplaces.
Givers tend to be sustainable.
What about Wall Street? That's a pretty cutthroat industry. You think givers?
I would say you can take to get to the top. But
it depends on the industry.
Right, at the top, you have to.
No, I'm nitpicking too deep into like smaller. Overall.
Well, I would say to stay at the top, I agree. You'd have to be a giver.
Because people
if you
should
take,
like you.
You're not gonna,
they,
yes,
people
exactly.
should like you. They want to work
gonna,
for you.
You're going to take too much
yeah,
at one point.
Takers get taken
you're
out by
overtake,
matchers.
You're going to overtake.
Because people are, right. And so
eventually,
here's the thing,
yes,
though, is that one of the things you can do as a, if you're the leader who's a giver, is you can create an environment where takers actually become givers. Because they realize that the only way to be successful in your organization is to give.
Yeah.
And so right, so we actually have an obligation, I would offer. We have an obligation to actually create the world that we live in where we are givers, where people are watching out for their brother, where they are helping out, where actually giving is the norm.
Oh, isn't that?
Or,
there's always an option. There's always a way that the world can go.
Well, so.
But it's just
more
people are selfish. The selfish outweigh the givers.
Actually, social science would argue a little bit against that.
Then why is the world the way it is?
Exactly, that's what I would say. If givers are supposed to be above in everything, wouldn't the world represent that?
Okay, well,
great minds
think
alike.
So, so here would actually be what we are seeing in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is rates of extreme poverty are dropping.
Okay.
Rates of violent crime are dropping.
Okay.
Right?
So it's going in the right direction.
Yeah.
So we're winning.
That's good.
Well, that's because people, they'll feel obligated, right? People feel that it's their responsibility.
And I would say social media holds a huge point because it's always in your face.
What?
There's nothing I'm disagreeing with. It was the only thing I disagreed with was we feel obligated.
Yeah. There's no actual obligation.
Okay.
Well, if you follow the faith, if you follow your religion, you would say, see, in the Christianity faith, I would say there's an obligation because God calls you to do it.
Right, well,
so now you're obligated to do it. But a normal person, who's calling them?
So let's take a movement that is not based in specifically a faith based.
Okay.
Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
And that went to crap. They showed so much corruption in the top thing, right?
That's true.
There was a whole bunch of backlash on them.
Okay, hold on.
There was actually a lot of greed in there.
Okay.
But I would
hold
say
on.
Their overall message is positive, right?
What
they set out to do was good.
Okay, so hold on. What's the underlying issue that Black Lives Matter is trying to address?
Racism?
Yeah, I guess
a little bit more than that. Right.
Human rights.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of statistics there.
That people of color are disproportionately targeted by police.
Yeah.
And are disproportionately killed by police.
Yeah, I mean, yes, there's. I would say there's definitely a problem in the outlook on that culture, because the culture is not violence. The black culture is not evil.
But they are disproportionate.
Yes,
so
I would
one of the things that's pretty
they are stereotypes.
Okay, so
yes,
one of the,
and that is wrong.
Okay. So thank you for again making my point. So are
I obligated to the movement? No.
But are you?
But every day when I meet someone of color, they're never going to feel judged by me because I'm not racist at all.
Okay.
They'll feel loved and accepted
time,
as a human
time,
being.
Time out. So now your scope is super small. Do we not have an obligation to make sure that the San Diego Police Department does not target people of color?
Yes, if I see that happening,
I would totally speak out.
I would
if not get involved, I'd be like,
you have the opportunity. So, thank you.
Okay.
So, is the sheriff of San Diego County an elected position, yes or no?
It might
be
a little
longer
than that.
Probably. If
her?
I voted, her,
who?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is. So the sheriff of San Diego County is an elected official.
Okay.
Correct.
So
sheriffs are elected.
One of the largest police forces in San Diego County.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, if we go, hey, I have an obligation to make sure that people of color are not shot.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that she's making sure that it's not happening?
What?
So are you saying she's not doing a good job and we need to change her?
We have the power to do it. We have an obligation to be involved in that process.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
So it's more than just going, hey, if I meet a person of color, I'm going to be nice to them. No. It's actually having the discussions around.
It sounds so terrible, a person of color and all that. It's just another human being, I guess. Yeah, you call it another human being. I don't know.
So the three of us benefit from systems and structures that have been disproportionate to providing for white people.
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm really a part of that system much
other
than, so if we're talking about cops and whatnot, yes, there is going to be the whole, you'll probably get away with it, you're white.
Okay,
kind of like overview.
So what was a news article that just happened this last week about the VA fellow veteran?
I don't know. I cannot.
That they needed to evaluate because people of color were disproportionately not getting their disability benefits.
You want to?
No.
So okay. So then they reevaluated it. That's good. That was a good step they took.
But what I'm saying is, each one of us.
I wasn't aware of this. I would have made them check too.
Okay, good. So what you're
saying?
Thank you.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna push that first because there's nothing I could have done for that. What you got her away with it. They haven't changed it yet. What are you doing to change it?
Vote for the next sheriff to change it.
Hey. Well,
that was a VA. No, that was a VA thing.
Yeah, but right. I
oh,
could,
VA?
Well,
yeah, how are you going to.
Vote for whoever is in charge of changing.
I don't think there's well,
a,
what
I
could
I don't
do.
Think there, I don't think
well,
you
hey,
vote on the VA.
No,
charge,
Zach,
can
I could
you?
I could take a job at the VA.
I
could.
I can't.
Why would you have?
I've lost already two jobs.
Yeah. See? Okay.
Do that?
Okay. Well,
isn't this a little
so,
much?
Right, for you, you can vote.
Yeah.
For you, you
I'll
can.
Vote.
You, for you,
I
you
do
can,
vote.
For both of you guys, can you can get right?
Yes.
In other words, that there are ways.
Okay.
In which what if we've gone if once we've rounded the corner that says you know what actually, because I want this world to be better.
Yeah.
I have an obligation. To engage with what's going on in my world.
Therefore,
those issues that I feel are insurmountable. Are actually, I can overcome them. I can actually be a part of the change. I can demand. As a veteran, I can be going, hey, as a veteran, VA, you better change. I expect that. And I can write letters, and I can advocate, and I can be a part of the process. Maybe I join a support group. Maybe I join a protest.
Okay, well,
there's lots of things that I can do.
What if your schedule doesn't allow you to do that?
Huh?
What if your schedule doesn't allow? What if you're too busy?
On.
No, what if you are? I have free time on days, but look, even I'm filling one of my free days right now.
Mm-hmm.
After this, I'm going to the studio.
Yeah, so.
I'll fill my free day, but, and this is in pursuit of a bigger goal I have.
So right? But that's to say that it can't be both and, right? So
no.
I can't.
I guess
I
could have woken up early.
It goes back to what you were saying, whereas. If I'm able to, give my time and my resources. If not, I can donate. There are other ways of doing it.
There's
so if your schedule doesn't permit it,
yeah,
you find a way. You find
yeah.
a way.
Well, that's
so
what we'll,
that's
what we'll
saying.
Sign up to do.
And
but,
that's why I'm voting.
But coming
I'm
down to,
up,
coming down
up,
to the key argument that started it all is, are we obligated?
No.
Okay, so let me read you a quote. Let me read you a famous.
You're not.
I could have said no to donating to the San Diego Rescue Mission right now. There is nothing stopping me from going, no, I don't want to give $20 a month. There's nothing. I am not obligated to do that. I'm not forced to do that. But because I have a...
No, exactly. We believe
see,
in the
but you, dad, but you have two guys here that have hearts for that.
Then you're obligated.
I'm not obligated. No, I still
obligated.
Don't. No, I don't. I still don't feel obligated. I just go, okay, you know what? I can help. So why wouldn't I?
Okay.
I'm not obligated.
All right.
I have that ability. I can set $20 a month. I can help out. Why wouldn't I take this opportunity?
It's the right thing to do.
I'm not obligated because
that
at any point,
true.
Any
you
point,
it's the right thing to do. Are
yeah.
you obligated?
Okay. Yeah.
It's
I can just go, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I have every right to change my mind. I'm not obligated to this.
Okay. So.
But I have
me,
a heart for it
me,
that I will
me,
do it.
Let me read you something and
cool.
tell me and tell me what you think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This was from a pastor from Germany.
All right.
First they came for the communist, and I did not speak out because I was not communist. Then they came for the socialist, and I did not speak out because I was not socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist.
Mm-hmm.
Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me. And there was no one left to speak out for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Is that about Nazi Germany?
Well, but...
Is that this is when that took place? Was this, like, Nazi Germany?
Well, it was afterwards. But, right, but the point being, if I go, I am my brother's keeper. Right?
Yes.
If I take that stance...
Yes.
Then I actually have an obligation for how I engage my world. I don't get the I no longer can... I can no longer be passive. And so while you can go, I don't have to give the rescue mission. But if you actually have said, I am my brother's keeper.
Yes, but so it comes down to the individual. It comes down to each individual person.
Okay.
To figure out,
if
he feels obligated or not.
Because if he doesn't think he's his brother's keeper and it's a free for all, then he won't.
Well, hold on.
Because we could change it to ask Tyler. He could be like, nah. As John,
Tyler's
he can be like,
guy.
Yeah, Tyler is a good guy. Like, Tyler, we love you, bro.
He would save the kid.
Yes, he would. He wouldn't pick the $100 suit over.
I know, that's what I realized. When he was like, Tyler's not going to do it, I was like, wait, no, he would.
Yeah,
he would.
Yeah, he would. But no, I'm saying it comes down to the individual because we could fill this room with 10 other people and maybe four of them say, yeah, you know what, we should be obligated, and the other, nah. It comes down to the individual.
So I would actually argue, though, right, and this is going to come back to, is there morality?
Depends on your morality.
Oh, okay. So
go back to the Viking days. They were pillaging and raping tons of places.
Okay.
Do you say their morality was wrong? No, they wouldn't. They're like, this is life.
Okay.
We're getting riches. Would you say?
But I'm saying it comes down to the individual person.
What
a horrific world you're gonna live. I feel bad.
No, but am
I
wrong?
Know.
Am I
yes.
wrong that
yes,
that's how it is?
Yes, because well,
my morals
well,
are different than yours,
no,
Dad.
No. Okay, so stop. Let's take this. Let's just take it to its natural conclusion. So we have a group of people that randomly rape women in our country. They say,
but this isn't happening. Okay, this
no,
is not
no,
hypothetical.
No,
right?
you said the Vikings. You just
I said
you,
go back to the Viking
no,
days.
Okay.
What you say,
well,
that was their morality.
I'm singling out one thing he said.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is
the raping part.
No,
yeah, you're just you're
killing,
like,
and
killing and pillaging. They were
took,
going for
okay.
treasure. You just took the raping part.
Okay.
But that was
so,
the world back then, though. It was a horrific world. But would you say they wouldn't tell you that their morality was wrong?
Why did it change?
We just evolved. Technology
yes,
changed.
It was wrong.
Warfare changed.
Here, Caleb.
Yes, we realized it was wrong.
No, we didn't. I would say
as a civilization.
I still think rape's okay. No, I wouldn't say
okay,
it's okay.
We
okay.
realized,
but why it changed though is a different answer than everyone was like. You know what? This is wrong. No, because they didn't. They're still pillaging and raping. Pirates pillage and rape places. Sea pirates?
Oh, and
are you talking about? Look at Africa, bro. Different tribes still do it.
Okay.
Bro, they just rape,
what,
the rape,
right?
No, but it's
happens?
Still even around. But they ask them if their morals are wrong. They're going to look at you like, nah, this is
okay.
life.
Okay, so, but Zach.
This is how we
yeah.
do it.
Okay.
I'm going to take your women. I'll rape them in front of you.
Okay.
This is how we do it. Are you? They're going to say their morals are, they're going to be like, yeah, they're fine. That's
okay.
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 So,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, well. What
no,
do you
I mean, that's.
So
I mean,
again,
okay,
but
so
morals.
Slavery is good.
No, what? How? So what? How did you get to that? How did you even get to that?
Are your legs okay from jumping to the conclusion?
No. Oh, so slavery's good. No! Slavery is not okay.
Well, but what
and,
you're
but
saying,
slavery's
yeah.
in other parts of the world still.
Okay.
So
but,
do we? Should we speak out against this?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
God,
we should.
No,
yes, we should.
Congo.
No. Yes, we should.
Yes. Exactly. We should. Right.
Okay.
But
so
is
now,
everyone obligated to speak out against it?
Yes.
No. They have a choice, though.
Okay.
It comes down to an individual choice
at the
to
end of the day,
speak out or not to.
Will.
I have a choice. I get a choice. I can speak out against it, or I can
okay.
choose not to.
That's
it comes
okay,
down
guys,
to me, though.
You guys be passive. I'll go ahead and be active. How
are you saying we're being passive?
But
we're
no,
saying it comes
like,
down to the individual
we're not
person.
Us, yes.
Us.
Saying
you're focusing in on us as
the
me.
Choice.
Yeah.
No.
So, listen. So, if we bring one person in, and we say, will you do this? And they say no. What are we supposed
yeah, well,
to do?
Okay,
pull a gun, you better
that.
Do it, bro.
Walk
you better
through what we're if
yeah,
they
walk,
say
yes.
no, I
you
don't
what,
feel
yes.
obligated to help.
Walk us through.
Okay.
I still will go, okay.
Okay.
okay. I'm
so,
gonna
are you
help.
Gonna, are
I'm
you gonna make that
part.
Individual do
okay.
it?
But
okay,
yeah,
so,
I can't right. control him.
Okay. Alright, so let's take the example. Let's take the example of slavery.
Okay.
Right? So some countries decided and moved because they believed it was morally wrong. To enslave other people.
Yeah.
And then they began putting political and economic pressure on other parts of the world.
Okay.
And then they started outlawing it. And then they started enforcing bans on it. And then eventually,
yes.
well, yes, unfortunately, there's still slavery that happens in the world.
Yes.
The predominance of slavery ended.
Okay.
Yes.
Why did slavery end? Because it started with.
Yes.
countries saying we're gonna stop
yes.
and then actually saying this is morally
no,
wrong
and then
no.
you also have to think America started getting a pretty big stick to swing
we were one of the last so
we
no
were one
we
of the last. They
yeah.
made the Civil War was one of the last things to
yeah,
end slavery
so actually yeah so we
I
we
figured
wanted
we would have been
to,
one of the
no.
bigger ones to push it
no.
after that no
nope. nope actually
hey,
that's
mark
a,
it up
no
I'm
we
wrong.
Have a horrific yeah actually,
well, I'm not saying
been,
we're good, but I'm saying...
Like,
who, okay, who started it off, then? Who
Africa.
Well, Europe. No, Europe.
Yeah, there were slaves in Africa.
Okay, no. So the actual
Africa.
What happened is... Okay, but what happened was...
I'm talking origins, bro. It goes back as... To
no,
any civilization.
No, but who was the big power that was
right.
like, yo, this is wrong?
Are you saying,
I was
oh,
guessing maybe
like,
England.
You're saying
yeah.
the first example?
Was it England?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
it was Great Britain,
so,
bro.
I,
but,
yeah,
but
okay.
Then
colonizing and going and then taking them back. Yes.
Yeah.
I was talking like... Slavery in general, you
were originated?
To,
yeah.
Like,
no,
there's like,
around
there,
the world.
Well, no,
yeah, it was around
no.
the world. They
yeah, exactly.
Their own
that's what I'm saying. Like, go
yeah.
back to any different civilization.
Okay,
there
so,
are traces of slavery,
okay, so, no, so
even in their
types,
own countries.
Different
like,
types
that's,
of slavery.
Yeah.
So well, what did happen was, like. And I don't remember, it's either the 1600s or 1700s, it actually became an industry, right?
Yes, okay, I would agree.
So
that,
what used to happen,
like England,
what used to happen,
yeah,
is like if a country invaded another country,
they would just,
the loser
people,
became,
yeah,
slaves.
Yeah, yeah.
People could sell themselves into slavery because,
yeah,
they had too much debt. And then they started an industry that,
yeah,
actually started,
yes,
marketing,
like a global slave,
yeah,
trade.
So,
yeah, then
like,
there you have the slave trade.
Yeah.
And then now what then happened was that as we made progress as humanity,
uh-huh,
we started to go, actually, this is wrong.
Yeah.
And so, and then we began changing it.
Okay.
So this is where I would say, this is where... When
maybe
some, when I go, hey, whatever you think's okay is fine, whatever I think is, that's a bunch of crap, because that's not how we actually live our lives. Like, that's not actually how anyone in the world lives their lives. Now, what, no, like, so what happened was the Vikings had their way, right? And then when the Vikings got taken over or eliminated,
I mean, the Vikings
whoever,
were never eliminated. They evolved.
Hey, no.
The Vikings didn't get eliminated. They evolved too. They lost a lot of their land, a lot of their footing in,
okay,
Europe.
So,
but
what
too.
I'm saying is,
okay,
but that there was, there has, there's always been, as we progress, right,
uh-huh,
and we realize that something is wrong,
yeah,
we actually enforce it.
Do
like,
we,
we're
okay.
Okay, with,
maybe in
the
United States.
No.
Maybe
around,
in England.
No,
maybe
no.
Germany.
No,
like,
no.
Developed
around
countries.
The world. No, around the world.
Look at Mexico!
Huh?
You think Mexico, they, like, literally when they, what was it, recently they captured El,
okay,
Chapo's son, and they just started slaughtering people in the,
okay,
streets of,
so,
Mexico City,
so,
to get him out, and they,
so,
released him?
Okay, so,
what about that?
Okay,
what do you,
well,
say, around the,
that's
world?
That's an issue of governance, right? So that's a separate issue. No,
wait,
no,
I'm,
I,
no,
I'm, no,
just,
yeah,
I'm going based off the argument of, over time you can see,
yes,
someone gets in power, they go, oh, this is wrong, they
can
do better.
Have we truly evolved, or is there more of a camera everywhere, and we're just seeing it?
No. So
imagine if we didn't have technology. Would the world even be better, or would it be more crappy?
No, actually, that's how we've seen it.
The 80s weren't that great,
man. We've seen progress. No, we've seen progress.
No,
wait, so here's an example of governance. So I want to address what you said about Mexico.
Right.
Was Iran ever worried about ISIS?
No,
they weren't.
No.
Not at all. Why? Because they had good governance.
Yeah.
Now, we may not agree with their form of government,
uh-huh,
but they actually had governance. They had control of their borders. They had a legal system.
Okay.
There was no way ISIS was going to run into them.
Okay.
ISIS was effective in Syria and Iraq because you had poor governance.
Okay.
So why do we have cartels in Mexico? It's a governance issue. It's not a morality issue. What we do know is that when people...
So how do we fix? Do we fix that?
Yeah, are we obligated? Are we obligated to Mexico to help fix their government?
Actually, sure. Yeah, and in fact, we do that. That's,
I guess,
right.
Yeah.
Actually,
the United States, we're allies with them.
Well,
sure,
right.
Okay,
so,
then we're doing,
so
then we're doing our part.
Okay. But, so, right, and so, yes, there's government.
It comes down to levels of what level.
Like, I couldn't do anything.
Yes,
for the,
like,
what could I do?
For the homelessness population right now, Dad.
Uh-huh.
I can donate, right?
Yep.
I can do that, my part. Can I stop homelessness? No. It's up to people in your position to use the resources that are given to then do it.
Yeah.
So then, if we're looking at the world and the problems in the world, that relates back to our government and who's in power is why things are happening.
Okay, but each one of us...
Even if I'm a good
say,
person, I can't control our government.
Each one of us...
And it shouldn't be like my first...
To try.
But then you're asking... Also, you're asking people then to like... Okay, yes. This might sound bad. Like, I feel like putting people ahead of yourself, right?
Yeah.
There should be a limit to that as well, though. I'm not going to base my entire life around making sure I do that.
The people
I saw, exactly. I saw my goals and stuff. So
that's why most, and this is both faith-based and non-faith-based, would say 10% is a good baseline to give. So
yeah, but not everyone's obligated to do so.
Okay. So what? But what I would offer, that many would say, is if I go, you know what, I am my brother's keeper,
uh-huh,
then I have some level of obligation.
But where does that root from, my brother's keeper?
Huh?
Where does that root from?
It's from the fact that I'm human.
But no, where is that from, though? The Bible.
The same.
Well, but from the Bible, though.
So you have to take that
into consideration when you're talking about that.
Most people
would say I'm obligated. Most people aren't going to be looking to the Bible.
I would just say.
Actually, I would tell you that there's a massive movement.
Yes.
Like, look into atheism. Look up atheism and altruism. Altruism is to do good. And what you're going to find is that I'm no different. What I'm saying as a Christian is no different than many atheists who would agree with me that we should give 10% of our income and that we have an obligation to make the world a better place.
Okay, like-minded people. But the world's full of people that aren't like-minded.
Yeah.
Right, so
what are you going to do to them? The people that don't agree with you? You're going to force them? You're going to make them help the world? What if they're like, I don't give a crap about the world?
Okay. Well, but then that's what I can do, though. Right, is I can be leveraging my influence. What I can
okay.
do... No,
but
stop.
If you can't influence them...
Well, but I can, though, right? So
how?
Let's, okay.
You can't make their choice
for
that.
Go ahead.
So there's lots of ways I can influence them. So let's say I know that this business owner could give a flip about people.
Okay.
And the business next to him who sells the same product actually gives 10% of his income away.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to shop at that place.
Yeah.
So that's influence. I'm making an impact. I actually reduce the sales.
Yes, but
that guy's still
going to
be there.
He's
still there.
His money.
And people are still going to his store.
No, but if more people go to the person who is giving away, what's going to eventually happen to that guy's business? It's going to go down.
Okay.
What's that guy going to probably want to do? If he's looking, now, what
he's
is any good business...
for a new business model.
Right, and what's that new business model going to most likely include?
Giving 11%.
Yeah, or at least giving
10%. The other guy will have to give more.
Or he just lowers his prices and everyone starts shopping at his place because he has the lowest prices around.
No, but that's not sustainable.
It boosts him up for a little bit, I guess, and then he'd have to figure it out.
He'd raise the price.
Or he changes his business and goes, this ain't working, and changes it up.
I'm
a terrible carpet store. I could be a great couch store now.
Okay, but that's the whole point, though. Is that actually we have lots of influence. So we have the ability to impact economic choices. We do have the ability to impact political choices.
So no matter what, it comes down to the individual person, though.
No, but, okay, though. If you are going to say, I am obligated, I am my brother's keeper.
I am not, I feel obligated.
And that would only come is
if
the individual actually, has a heart for it.
Because say I went to that person and I was like, I'm giving 10%, right? 20% of that population goes, okay. And they sort of come into that store too. But then there's the 30% of the population goes, actually, that store is closer to my house right now. It makes more sense for me. I'm still going to go there.
I'd say no matter what,
we as humans
should love other humans.
That love has to have action, though, right?
But I do. I'm not cruel to other people.
Vibes,
you know?
Love vibes.
Yeah, exactly.
While he starves to death.
If I see him starving and I'm like, good vibes, hey, dude, I'll let me buy you lunch, too.
Okay, now you just actually, we went back to our same thing. The fact that I see him starving is no different if I don't see him starving. Don't I still have the same obligation?
So what? I'm supposed to now... Okay,
person?
So I'm supposed to... Okay, I'll donate to the San Diego Rescue Mission and donate to the thousand of other organizations and now not even be able to do anything now for me. Now I'm going to go to poverty because I'm donating all my money to everything else.
Did I say 10%?
Okay, but you don't have to be obligated to do the 10%.
Okay, but if that was the best way to have an
impact...
We're
just going in loops
because we're going in loops.
You
have to agree.
You don't agree on us is saying if that person doesn't... Listen, cat in a tree, right?
Yeah.
Cat's going to die. I walk past and I'm going, oh, you know what? Tyler, you want to grab the cat? No. I'm going to go, all right, I'll grab the cat then, right? I felt obligated to save the cat. He didn't. Cat still gets saved. Happy life. He's
happy
not
cat.
Obligated. He did nothing happen.
Okay.
So I believe that, yes, the good people in a natural, us naturally realize, hey, it's better to work together. I believe in an environment, that's why givers are at the top, because you go, oh, when we actually work together, we get more done.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, this will happen, because I believe naturally people are like, there is a good and bad. But for the people who don't have that, that's them. We can't control them.
Okay,
I'm going to focus on what
I can
us do.
Them.
not at the end of the day. If I go, hey, Tyler, if I influence him and go, there's a ladder to do it, I walk him over to the ladder. Dude, it's three steps. Come on.
Okay.
Like,
I
know, he can still choose to
say no. He can walk away.
I can try it all I want.
Okay.
That's all we're saying is at the end of the day, it's their choice.
At the end of the day, as humans, it comes down to
what you're saying is, I'm so glad you were not Martin Luther King Jr. Because you wouldn't have ever.
Well, how do you go from these so extreme things?
He was going from cat in the tree,
and you're like, oh, thank God you weren't Martin Luther King,
if
bro.
If I wasn't, I was in his position. I'd try to do the same thing.
I'd hope so, at least.
No, you wouldn't.
Why wouldn't we?
I didn't. I wasn't.
Why wouldn't we? Yeah.
My name isn't Martin Luther King. You can't say I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you had no ground to say we
wouldn't.
I could have done it better.
Hold on, just a
second. And maybe miss the bullet.
Hold on.
I'm sorry, scratch that.
Here's the thing. Let's go back.
It's true, man. That's what I meant.
What was Gandhi? Was Gandhi anyone special? No.
I mean, he did make salt, man.
No, hold on. Was he anyone special?
Yes, I would say so.
He was special by the end of his life.
Okay.
But at the start of his life.
I'm not at the end of my life.
What
do
we say?
We're
all
good at
Caleb, you know, you're special. You're special. Wouldn't you say everyone's special, Dad? Come on.
Yes, at the end of his life,
up,
right?
I'm not special. No.
I'm not at the end of my life. I'm 12.
Now we have that thinking we're not.
Hold on.
He's talking about love and positivity out here saying, no, all of us are special. We're all unique.
None of us are special.
What? No, we're all unique. What, Gandhi knew he had something that no one else had, and he went on it and used it.
He had the exact.
He realized he had skills, leadership skills. He realized he had a voice.
He just realized this is how life should be.
No,
yeah.
In his mind. No, but in his mind.
Oh,
right?
What?
Not in everyone's mind.
So he felt obligated to influence others.
I wouldn't say Gandhi looked at it as an obligation.
He looked at it, he goes,
I see something.
Did he
Why doesn't everyone else see this?
Huh?
Did he change everybody?
He changed the majority.
Did he?
The majority of the world, no.
Yeah, maybe in India.
Maybe at his time.
In India?
Sure.
And so Martin Luther King Jr. again.
Yeah, during that time, did a guy in Boston feel Gandhi's impact?
Hold on. Wait. Some did, yeah. So actually,
some,
but
maybe,
probably not as many.
No, but hold on.
Yeah.
I'm just taking your guys' mindset was well, I can't change that person. I can't. That person's going to do whatever.
I'm
that
saying
person
I
is.
Can try.
No, listen,
Gandhi tried, right? He spoke. He said, "Listen, this
he
is what
he had
I
a
believe."
Voice.
They go. You know what? You're right. I believe that too. He goes, "Great, follow me." The people that go, "No, I don't believe that." You know what he did? He didn't go. He probably goes, okay, I can't, I'm going to do what I can.
Dad.
So here, I think I got it. Let me give me a moment here. What you guys are doing is you're focused
on
the other individual. Like, can I change the other individual?
Well, you're...
Oh my God, you're focused on us.
Hold
on. Dad, to get a global effect, where does it even start? With the individual.
Can I finish?
Go ahead, yeah.
Can you let me finish? So what you're going is, since we've established that Tyler's a real evil person.
Oh my God, yeah, for real.
Who needs counseling.
Oh man.
You're focused on, can I change Tyler, right? What I'm
saying...
No,
we're focused, we can't. We can't change him.
Okay.
That's
okay,
up to him.
But time out. What Gandhi, what Martin Luther King Jr., what others were focused on, the rightness of their activity.
Yeah.
So Martin Luther King... He may not have been able to convince you that he was right, but what he did know is that segregation was wrong.
Yeah.
And he fought fiercely for that.
Right.
And yes, he did bring along some people, and then he brought along more people. And so he would love to change Tyler, but he knew he had to change segregation.
So he fought for the law against segregation.
So segregation was overwhelmingly bad.
Yes.
So children dying in Africa is overwhelmingly bad.
Okay.
So we have an obligation to make sure that they have those sleeping nets.
Do we?
Does
the United States have an obligation to Africa?
Yep.
How? Why? They're forced to take care of Africa? Do I believe that they should probably help Africa? Yes.
Okay.
But... is the government forced to help government? It's a yes or no. Is the U.S. government, are we...
Sure.
That's a yes. So the U.S. government has to.
Yep.
Who's forcing them?
Oh, you and I should then.
We should.
We should, but are they?
Let's
are they obligated?
Thank you. So we're going to now
oh,
go.
Oh my god.
Yes. Yes. Let's force. Yay.
Dad.
Unite.
Dad. No, it's
unite.
A yes or no. Come on. You can't. You can't take this.
Let's do what's
okay.
right.
Okay. So, but
yes.
for right now, Dad.
Unite.
Right now is the United
let's
States government taking
right.
care of Africa.
Well, sure. We actually get foreign aid. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Are we? Are do we have to? Can we pull that? Can we pull? Can we just say no more?
Huh?
Can the U.S. government just say no more foreign aid?
Well,
they would have to go through Congress and stuff.
Right? Okay, yeah, but say all the... Right? Say... They, yeah.
Hopefully
but
they
can,
no. Let's
a,
keep it.
It's a yes or no. Can they pull foreign aid?
Sure.
At
yes.
the end of the day...
Okay, so
right.
is the United States obligated to help Africa other than, hey,
so,
we believe
so,
it's
hey,
right?
Hey, you know what? Like, a great way to end poverty, huh. we should just shoot poor people.
Oh. I mean,
like, I mean,
I guess start from scratch zero if we're going
yeah.
hard, you know?
I mean, like, let's just kill people.
Purge it up, dude!
Like, the purge is a good idea. Let's just go ahead and purge.
It's not a good idea.
It's not a good idea, but
it could work.
But think about it. But, Dad, Dad, what if? What if right now the purge went up for vote and it got passed and everyone started
I would participate.
Okay, cool. The volume way in the house. Are you going to force anyone else to go out there and murder freely? No, probably not. And guess what? That's going to probably become the morality of the world, too. So
and
look, how
will
easy...
I be obligated to change it.
So what are you
going to
do? Run around the streets and you just
yep.
get killed?
Yes. If that's what it took, I would die. Yes, I would be willing to die.
But what impact would that have if you ran out? Guys, we shouldn't...
Actually, would you like to know a story?
Do you have a story about a purge?
No, I have a story about the Roman gladiators. So actually,
if we brought the Roman gladiators back and people warmed up to the idea of it, at first they might be like, eh, but if there are enough people who are like, this is sick, they'd probably bring gladiator back into the world.
Guess what happened? How did gladiators end?
They turned into the UFC.
No. How did it end?
I don't know. Didn't the gladiators revolt or something?
No, they
just ended it. They realized it was sick to watch people hacking themselves.
So actually, it was a monk. It was a Christian who had been living out in the desert. And finally felt called to return to Rome. He came to Rome and was so appalled by what he saw, he actually went into the Colosseum and begged them to stop. They hacked him to death. And then the people were forced because they watched an honest, genuine human who was standing up for what was right die. And they actually then became disgusted with it. And they began the process of ending it.
Yes.
So, yes, Zach.
So, yeah, you could be the start of a movement.
You
so
dying
Zach,
wouldn't
if,
change
yeah.
the purge, though.
But,
no,
yeah,
yes,
you
could.
You could have started a movement.
I don't agree with that at all, because the purge is about killing. Someone's going to see an innocent person get killed and go, oh, and then keep killing. That's what
that's
they're
true.
Doing.
That
killing.
Is literally the point of the purge.
That's
I would say
why
that, argue,
the purge
that,
is,
I would say that
no.
argument
okay.
is kind
that's
of.
That's the only thing I'm saying.
Kind of dull, yeah.
But I agree with the yes,
okay,
sacrificing
so.
For what is right.
Yeah,
if
so.
It came down to
that
it,
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope it never comes down to that.
All right.
But
yeah.
if it did,
so,
the morality of the world would change, and then what?
Sometimes it could. Like my
yeah.
obligation.
But that would be the world we live in now.
Yeah. But here's the deal, though, is that, I mean, I'm sorry that you don't believe that you can influence the world.
What?
I
wouldn't
I
be
can.
Doing this if I didn't
no,
believe
no,
I could
no,
influence
no,
the
no,
world.
You said that.
Right, like,
no,
right
like,
as
I
we're talking, why are
I
we even, like...
I can't change anyone.
But can this...
Can
what's the point of me
anyone?
Doing this?
No! No
I
whoa! We're not saying
whoa! Out of
that,
I believe I have a voice, and I have been using my voice.
No, we're saying we can try... I'm going to go. Hey, donate $20, San Diego Rescue Mission. I'm trying. If
okay,
I can't force them. That's all I'm saying.
But I can't influence them. And
but if my
influence
doesn't work,
change.
it doesn't
but
work. That's the
then
thing.
Then I need to be more creative.
What,
right?
What am I supposed to do if they just don't want to
but
donate?
They have no place
then you figure it out. Like,
whoa,
like that's what I'm. You
whoa,
can't.
Dad, was it a monk that
then
really ended the gladiator? I looked it up.
Yeah.
So the gladiators games were officially banned by Constantine
uh-huh.
in 325 CE.
Mm-hmm.
Constantine, considered the first Christian emperor, banned the
mm-hmm.
games on the vague grounds. Literally even says on the vague grounds that they had no place in a time of civil and domestic peace.
Well, yeah, but
so he saw them just violent and grotesque in a time of peace.
The monk story could be true.
Yeah, it could be true. But Constantine probably didn't even know about that monk. Like, if you gotta look at it, he probably was just like, you know what, dude, Christianity, we're supposed to follow it this way. When the Roman Empire went Christianity.
Saint Telemachus.
Yeah, I'm not saying the story wasn't true.
Church historian.
Yeah.
Tried to stop a gladiator fight in a Roman amphitheater and was stoned to death by the crowd.
By the crowd? So the crowd didn't even...
The Christian emperor.
Yeah.
However, was impressed by the monk's martyrdom, and it spurred
him... Who was the emperor?
Hieronymus.
Oh, so it wasn't even Constantine.
And it spurred him to issue a historic ban on the gladiator fights.
Who, the emperor of what? Rome?
Yeah.
But
look up Emperor Hieronymus. What time period was that then?
Yeah, because it says Constantine was the one that banned the gladiator games.
I'm sure there
could
have been different generations of it, because if Constantine came back, and there could have been a series where there was an emperor
banned
in between
it,
and
then the emperor brought it back.
Well, there's an emperor that was like, you know what, I actually enjoyed the gladiator,
yeah,
so he brought
it back. Yeah,
it
could have been like
so
that.
It could, yeah,
yeah,
it's,
yeah, very possible right
that's
there.
That's definitely...
391.
Yeah, wow.
391?
Constantine.
So, 391 CE? See, so he was after Constantine. So, yeah someone must
so
have brought it back after
yeah.
Constantine
and then
banned
it. Then
it
stopped.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Yeah. There we go.
But,
fun
but
history
so
fact
here,
right there.
Here's the interesting thing, though. Right? So, let's look at what you found with what Constantine did. Is that, right? So, he actually looked at this event and actually, because of his faith, said, and I have power and influence, I can do something about it.
Okay, I'm not.
We all have. We all have power and influence, and so
not to that
no,
level.
Yeah,
okay.
Dad. Right now,
I can't
I would say
ban
I am
gladiator. Like
okay,
I can't.
Stop. Okay, stop.
I can't
okay.
stop. Slavery,
Caleb.
But
here's the thing, though.
It's already been stopped.
We all have.
Not.
We all have power
like
and influence.
Yeah.
We
yeah,
all
okay.
have power and influence.
But
and
it's your choice to use it or not.
Okay. Well, okay, but
that's,
so
yeah,
that's,
that just
that,
comes down to more.
Yeah,
come
it comes down to the individual person.
I feel like we are all agreeing.
I see. Yeah,
like
one little thing that you
that we're just.
But
saying,
it's like the. Yeah, I don't know. I think. We're going to have to agree to disagree on this one.
Well, I feel like we agree.
I feel like, yeah, we agree fundamentally down.
I guess the good news is I use my influence. And I got two more donuts.
Yes, and you chose to use that influence, did you not? You chose it. You chose
well,
to use your
influence. I definitely
because
would say you
influenced.
No,
exactly.
No, listen. Whoa,
exactly.
Whoa.
Hey, Dad,
I
still don't.
But not necessarily the same. I'm just saying, we're your sons, right?
Yeah.
So at least it shows that your influence, you raised pretty good sons that
want
to donate.
Now we're
so sure your influence made
but
it. So now, when I have a son, hopefully I raise him to donate too.
But the thing is, I still don't feel obligated to donate.
But I'm 20. I'm saying my influence, yes, is going to grow over time.
Yeah.
I don't. My influence right now is in my small group of people. Hopefully I have a good influence with them. They see me doing good things, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But
all your friends are going to donate to the rescue mission?
What are you saying? You're singling it out.
You're singling it out now. Now they can ask.
You want to donate? I'll text Tyler.
So
Text Tyler right now.
Let's see if
you want to donate $20 a month with me to the San Diego Rescue Mission.
So let's and then
that's how we'll end. We'll end off of fire.
Let's find out.
Almost lived there.
Let's find out the next social justice protest. You guys in for going?
Not
if
I'm busy.
It works in my schedule.
Yeah, if I'm busy, I'm not gonna be able to make it.
If it works in my schedule, yes, in my availability.
Maybe I'd go watch. Is there a chance they're gonna get sprayed? Like tear gas?
Does that matter?
I mean, kind of. That'd be pretty entertaining to watch. That'd be pretty entertaining. Maybe even jump in there, just try not to get arrested.
This thing, I mean, it'd be great to actually participate and try and use that influence to.
So
I use my influence right now to text Tyler, and then he responded and said, "Sure,
there you go.
Tyler's a good guy.
Tyler's a good guy, everybody.
We told you.
Hey, ask him real quick. Would he jump into a pond to save a kid, or if he was wearing
donate, he would do it.
I just want to see.
We're good.
But I want to.
No,
to the.
We're good.
He probably would joke and probably be like, "Hell no.
FaceTime him.
Call him. Yeah, let's join.
Here, pass it to you. Yeah,
guest
come here."
Well, no, have that. What is it? $500
suit. $500
suit.
All right.
Yay.
Hey, bud. hey, right now we are filming the podcast, so know that your voice is being heard by maybe like probably 400 people. Probably, I think that's what I was sitting at. That's hello. Okay. Yo, so there's a kid drowning in a pond, right? You're walking by, and you have though a $500 suit on. Are you jumping in to save that kid, or are you just gonna walk away?
How hard is he drowning?
Like
he's
drowning.
Die.
Yeah, he's probably gonna die, dude.
He's drowning.
He's drowning.
No one's around?
Is there?
Yeah,
a
no,
drowning?
No one's around, dude. No one's around. It's just you,
holy
that kid,
God.
And your $500 suit.
Well, $500, yeah, jump in. That's a pretty cheap suit.
Yeah. So okay, so it was a $10,000 suit.
I might do like a little double take, but I'd still do it.
Alright. What's the cap off price though? What kind of dollar suit? Are you wearing like $1 million suit and you're like,
I wouldn't even buy $1 million suit.
If I have $1 million suit, I can spare jumping in the water.
That's see, there you go. Tyler's a good guy. Tyler, just know your name was used a lot in this podcast for whatever reason.
My dad started it.
Yeah, this episode had heavy with your name, but don't worry. Everyone now knows you are a great human being.
You wouldn't save a cat either, just so you know.
Yeah, like, apparently you wouldn't save a cat in a tree, though.
You wouldn't save a drowning child or a cat.
Like, cats are weird, dude. I'm allergic to them, too. I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah. You got yourself
cat,
up there, you
yeah.
get down.
Oh, and a cat, yeah.
All right, well, I guess on that note, guys.
All
right. Oh, Tyler's a good person.
Huh?
Kids climb trees, they do. Yeah. If he doesn't come down, it's because he doesn't want to come down.
Right.
Yeah. Well, what if it had, like, a broken leg?
There
we go. Okay.
Oh.
The cat?
Yeah.
He
climbed up the tree, an eagle tried to snatch him, broke his leg, and he's just chilling on the branch.
Yeah, he's on the branch now. What are you doing?
Meowing for help.
You see it crooked.
Yeah, you see it all broken.
I'd probably go up and try.
Yeah, okay.
Aww.
There,
yes.
Yeah.
You give him the old good. Good job, bud.
Oh, well, yeah, no. If this starts coming out.
Oh, yo, Tyler. If you're at your place, I'm going to be over there in like 30 minutes.
All right.
I bet. No, that was a whole. We're not gonna get into that again right now.
I'll send you the link.
Yeah.
But it was a part of it, sure.
Yeah.
We believe we're our brother's keeper.
And
we have an obligation to influence those around
us. Oh, yo, Tyler, here. Tyler. Do you believe you're obligated to the homeless population
or
of the world?
Just to make the world a better place.
Are you obligated to make the world a better place, Tyler?
No one's obligated.
You are, if you believe that.
If you believe, right? Coming down to the individual.
Then you're obligated.
If you don't believe,
hold up. Go ahead, Tyler. Go ahead.
A person has no obligation other than that to his family. Anything else is choice.
Yeah. I mean, facts. I'd say you are obligated to blood.
Yeah.
You're obligated to blood.
Like, no,
I think you're obligated
to
humanity.
You're
obligated to humanity.
Unless you're a toxic family.
No, even if you are a toxic family.
No, they don't. But, I mean, yes, but. Yeah. I mean, technically, you could have a choice. Like, you, Tyler, could have a choice not to take care of Connor.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do that.
Exactly. So, technically, there's no obligation there, too. But in our belief system, we believe we're obligated to blood. Like, I believe, exactly. It comes down to the individual belief system.
You know, but then if there's right and wrong, so do you believe that?
That comes down
right
to the individual. Yeah.
Then you're
objective. I am. We agree.
Yes.
We agree because I feel, but if I was sitting here and I go, I don't feel obligated, I believe we'd have a very different conversation. I'll catch you.
Exactly.
But I do feel it. So, like, that's what I'm saying is, like, Zach. Do a poll and go, if you guys don't feel obligated, come on and then talk to him. Because then you'd have a debate. We were just going in loops, agreeing with each other, but it's...
I got three donors now to send you.
Yeah. Well, no, I got one. I used my influence.
Yeah, that's good job. Right?
I get to claim that one.
Yeah, that's how...
Yeah, man, if we're using influence.
All right. Well, it was a blast to have you guys. This conversation was a fun one, but... So, thank you, Dad, for doing this.
Yep.
Thank you, Caleb, for being on it again, as always. I mean, second time. Man, oh, I gotta think of what episode this was. Let me say it. This is your third time? Or fourth? Is it fourth? I mean, you've always come in every once in a while sometimes.
Oh, there's the one I was drawing to.
Yeah, with Abe, yeah. I'm pretty sure this was episode 17 or 18. I don't know, man. I'm just having a great time. I hope you guys are having a great time in life, too. Keep it up. Yo. Ask yourself if you're obligated.
Am I a good person?
You are obligated.
There we go.